McNeil. U.S. President Trump is postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. He made the announcement in a late Wednesday tweet saying that the Chinese vice premier asked for the delay and time for the People's Republic of China's 70th anniversary on October 1st. The increase in tariffs from 25% to 30% was supposed to take effect on that date. They're now set for October 15th, and there has been no response so far from Beijing. Mr. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th. They include a shrimp, a cancer-fighting machine, industrial grease, and assorted chemicals. The president announced support for regulatory action against vaping amid hundreds of illnesses and at least six deaths. VOA's Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump, while noting that the alternative to conventional cigarettes has become a multi-billion dollar business, said it is time to confront the health problems it is causing.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Regulations are being created that would remove from the market most of the flavored pods for e-cigarettes that are attracting teenagers. The U.S. government, however, intends to allow tobacco flavors to remain as an alternative for conventional cigarette smokers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Chinese woman arrested at U.S. President Trump's Florida resort has been found guilty of trespassing and lying to the Secret Service. Wei Jingsheng faces up to 6 years in prison when she is sentenced in late November. She showed no emotions as the verdict was read. The 33-year-old was arrested at Trump's Mar-a-Lago private golf resort in Palm Beach in March after approaching a Secret Service agent claiming she was a member of the club and wanted to go to the pool. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of